Now, I did mention to you that we've been reporting on a shooting incident in West Belfast, and indeed a man was shot apparently in the head. He's been taken to hospital. I want to go to the scene and talk to the MP for the area. It's Paul Maskey. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What do we know at the moment about what's happened on the Shaws Road in West Belfast?
Well, basically what we know is that a man's driving down in his car and a shot was fired through the window at him, and he seems to be hit in the head. He's now been taken away to hospital. There was at least one other person in the car alongside him. So it's been a bad scene up here this morning. This is right on the corner of Roscoil, where there is a local Irish-speaking primary school, one called Football First, and where kids were all going to school at that particular time. So this was a very bad scene here this morning. A lot of people traumatised, and obviously my thoughts and best wishes are with the individual who has been shot this morning and taken to hospital.
Obviously, no name has been released regarding who the victim is, but do we know anything about the background to the shooting, the motivation for the shooting?
Obviously, this has only happened within a matter of minutes, maybe the last 35, 40 minutes at this stage, Frank, so it's very, very early to try to ascertain that information. So obviously, the police are at the scene now. They're carrying out their investigation. The individual's away to hospital. But I do hope that whoever has carried this out, this attack this morning, is apprehended very, very soon. Because I just don't want to speculate at this stage, but whoever's carried this out need to explain why. But also, this has been a shocking incident here this morning where it's left young children very much traumatised because they were going into school past this. They witnessed some of this incident here this morning as well, and whoever done it should be ashamed of themselves.
If it is related in some way, and there are many reasons why people might be shot at, and we have absolutely no idea, as you say, regarding the background to this shooting, but if it involves paramilitaries in some way, how concerning is that?
Well, it would be very concerning, Frank, if it was that. I don't know whether it's that or not, to be honest with you, but no matter who has carried this out, it is very concerning that there's guns on our street being used in broad daylight to attack a man making his way down the road where young children going into school are about. I think it's very concerning no matter who carried this attack out. Whoever carried this attack out should not have done this, and it's very wrong that they did. And anybody who has information, I hope that these people can be taken off the streets and obviously brought before the courts as soon as possible.
The gunman or gunmen or the people who were shooting, male or female, were they on foot? Do we know how they launched the attack?
I honestly don't know. I haven't got that information at this stage, Frank. So, as I said, it's still very early. This has only happened a short while ago, so it is very early. So we don't know. Obviously, there possibly will be many witnesses here this morning and people will do that, but the police are doing their investigation at this stage, and that we need to let them get on with that to do a thorough investigation as well.
The people of Andersonstown would have thought this was well behind them.
Absolutely, Frank, and I mean, you'll see incidents like this all, which is completely wrong, but whoever has carried this attack out represent nobody in the Andersonstown or West Belfast areas.
And what were people saying about the condition of the victim when he was taken to hospital?
Well, obviously, that the ambulance was here very, very quickly after. Obviously, people are saying that he seems to be very seriously injured. The bullet was fired through the window of the car, and obviously, I think probably hit a close enough lane. So, obviously, they are very, very much concerned about him, and people are saying that they will be very concerned about his health and his well-being. So people are very worried that this could be the worst case scenario.
And do we have an estimate on the victim's age?
I don't have it at this stage, no.
Paul, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
That's, okay, thanks.
Paul Maskey.